celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Now it's 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffens Good Day program. It's Wednesday, the 6th of March. Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to join us for medical discussion, topical medical tips, and some of the trends going on in at least the side of the business that he's in. Sure. Before that, though, Richie, there was a discussion, yes. Apparently a credible discussion.
Mm-hmm.
With the board of directors of Major League Baseball, because members of the teams, many of the Venezuelan members of the baseball teams, wanted a moment of silence at the games that are being played today.
No.
In the what do they call it, the Grapefruit League?
Yes.
Yes. So
that's
you can,
the...
Yes.
Now, there that's was a spring training out west in Arizona.
Right, and also in whatever spring training is going on in Florida.
Grapefruit League is the west.
There's a sign that's making the rounds on the internet, and it's the sign held up by a fan, Viva Venezuela. Apparently, this is either, I'm trying to figure out by looking at the picture whether it's a baseball player or a fan, but he's down on the field after the announcement yesterday that he died. This apparently was something that was not just seen at one game, but in a number of them. I wonder how many.
Well, the World Baseball Classic.
Venezuela, a lot. Yeah, okay.
And I can pretty much guarantee you all the guys that make it into the MLB from Venezuela are not looking for a moment of silence for Chavez. They're looking for a moment of silence for their country, maybe.
Yeah.
But the World Baseball Classic is going on now, and there are Venezuelan teams there, so that might be where they are.
Major League Baseball, though, the headline is Major League Baseball rejects idea of moment of silence at games for Chavez.
Wow.
How about them apples? All right, so that's the normal day at the office here.
It's a very international league.
Now, listen, we live in an international time, an international world. And here to prove that medically, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, who studied patients from all over the world. He's a certified, chiropractor, certified, and there's another term that gets used for you.
Certifiable.
Yes, okay. Jack is certified and certifiable. Check out his website, jackstockwell.com, and find out who the forbidden doctor is and all this forbidden information. Let me start by talking about dogs, for example. The relationship, we all love talking about our dogs and our pets in general. There are a lot of dogs as they get older who have arthritic problems, arthritis, and they're given drugs by veterinarians. But homeopaths and even homeopathic vets, Charlotte has issues with arthritis. That's about the only thing that slows her down. So I had a lady vet give her, I don't know why I said that, I had a vet, doesn't have to be a lady vet, give her shots as in acupressure points, Jack, vitamin B12. And she did this a couple times. It seemed to have some effect on her. She told me if it was done 4 or 5 times, it would really have some long-term effect or impact. But I wonder, I'm sure people come in to your clinic, and because we love our pets, our dogs, they ask you to treat them as you would treat a human. The reason that I was thinking about this, Richie, is because when Jack was here last week in California, he treated Charlotte. He worked on her neck, which is what a Nuka chiropractor does. They just work on the neck.
How would you be familiar with the spinal structure of a dog being trained to work on humans? How easy or how hard is that?
It's not all that different. The size of the top bone in a dog is considerably different than it is a human being, but it's still structured the same way in the sense that it's the only freely movable bone in the spine. The rest of the spine is all connected with discs. And anything with a backbone has this same basic kind of structure. And so I felt her neck and I felt where the tightness and the rigidity in her range of motion was. You know, very very gently, but you do this enough times, you can tell where the problem is. And so I worked on that side in a kind of a very neutral position, a very neutral type of at least invasive as I possibly could be. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's
a difference. You felt you could hear something happen the second time you did it, I think, right?
Yes, yes, exactly. Yeah. And there's a huge animal chiropractic awareness and business out there. There's a colleague of mine that got so good with racehorses. That's all she does anymore. Yeah. Well, she's in such demand in Southern California racetracks.
Yep.
She doesn't have time for humans anymore.
Meredith has horses, and there's a chiropractor, a woman that treats the both not only the horses but the riders. Same chiropractor treats the horses. And the chiro and the riders.
No, that's got to be a job.
Well, if you understand what chiropractic is about, the reason that we're working on the spine is because that's where the central nervous system outside of the skull is located. And we're much more nerve specialists than anything else, because what we're trying to do is get rid of the restrictions and the things that inhibit the full expression of the nervous system. Mm-hmm. And misalignments of the spine interfere with that nerve function. And there's a lot of physiological stuff to it that, you know, we don't need to get into. It's just that when the spine is in its proper position, there's the least interference patterns in our lives through the expression of the nervous system, which is what we are. You know, we can replace a heart, we can replace a liver, we can replace a kidney. You can't replace the nervous system. That is who and what we are essentially when it comes to our physical existence. And so to have the full expression, the full enjoyment of life, the nervous system needs to be free to express itself. Even, you know, not just locomotor, not just getting up and moving around, but the whole a sensory array that allows us to relate to the world around us.
Mm-hmm.
And anything with a backbone can misalign. So whether it's dogs or horses or humans, you know, when that spine is able to function in the way it was designed to do originally, then you can get the full expression of life.
All right. There's some help for those of you who are pet owners that want to obviously extend the life, the healthy life of your pet, from Dr. Jack Stockwell, who in a moment is going to discuss with us the invasion of the superbugs. Next. Yeah, here we go.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You push to talk. We pushed it further. AT&T. Rethink possible. New activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, for as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know, because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Natural, he's not necessarily a naturopath. He's a NUCA chiropractor, certified in that. But because of his practice where he is in Salt Lake City, Dr. Jack Stockwell is with us every week at this time, has an overview based on his own philosophy and what he teaches his patients who ask for nutritional advice, ask for help isn't just the chiropractic adjustments that help. You got a lot of other things that you can do to keep yourself in shape. And maybe that's important and poignant here, because there is yet another kind of what's been described by the CDC as a super bug.
Here's the headline: CDC sounds alarm on deadly, untreatable superbugs.
untreatable.
Jack, should we all be hiding in our little bubbles?
Well, first of all, you got to have your immune system chucked up, right?
Absolutely. That's the answer to any of this stuff. And remember, we created these bugs. These bugs just didn't come crawling out of some steam vent in the bottom of the Pacific Ocean. We create these things because these things have the ability to mutate, especially when they're growing in hospitals in an area where we have used so many antibiotics, we have destroyed all the weaker ones. And it's the strong ones who are left. And as they go through their normal genetic mutation cycles, especially the viruses, we're ending up with this, what they call the superbugs. We have created these things ourselves in the hospital.
Let me just rephrase this so I understand it. By taking antibiotics as a humanity, we have killed off all the weaker ones, and all the stronger ones mutate and become stronger, and we cannot create an antibiotic to handle it.
If you don't enhance your immune system, Rich, if you don't with antibiotics, you have to use probiotics. And if you don't do that, you've left your body completely wide open for anything.
And probiotics is a fairly new phenomenon, right? The past 10 years? I mean, you never heard about probiotics.
Well, in the alternative community, it's been around quite a while, but in the general mindset of the average American, the last 10 years about when it first started to show up. But,
how long have antibiotics been around?
Well, they actually started to show up with penicillin and Fleming in Canada.
No.
It was in the 30s and the 40s.
It wasn't
until World War II that they actually got a real, appearance on the, because of all of the war wounds that were going on. That's where they started to really experiment with it.
Yeah.
Prior to that, it was looked at some kind of a new medical phenomena kind of thing, and it didn't really gain ground. It was the same thing with X-ray. When X-rays first showed up in 1895, it wasn't until the shrapnel and the broken bone wounds of World War I that X-ray really propelled itself into the mindset.
You want to hear something really disgusting? I remember reading this, and I don't remember how long ago it was, but mostly in World War II, especially when all of this, as you've just suggested, this is what triggered it, Jack, that these things were tried for the first time. They used the soldiers who had been shot up and wounded, hurt badly, as guinea pigs, because most of the time they were dying anyway, so they figured, okay, we'll try it.
Exactly.
If they live, that's fine. If they don't, we're not losing anything because they're going to die.
But the German army was treating their wounded German soldiers with probiotics in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Europe has always been way ahead of us when it comes to the natural stuff.
So if the CDC is sounding an alarm on this deadly, untreatable superbug, I mean, how prevalent is it? Is it killing people? Is it?
Yes, it's starting to. It's not as prevalent as MRSA, because MRSA was the big one, the methicillin-resistant Staph aureus. But it's joining that same family of the superbugs created in a hospital.
If you have weakened immune system, Richie, younger, it's the same people that get the flu, that get anything else, people that get cancers and things that, other than heart disease, which is not an immune sensitive disease, but most everything else is. If you have a weak immune system, cancer, these sorts of things, the bugs that get into your system, all of this stuff is going to come about. So what makes the most sense, it would seem to me, Dr. Doug practicing without a license, sharing with Jack, who has a license, is that you build up your immune system. Alimmune, you heard us talk about that a lot. You have eating the right foods, although a lot of the foods, it's hard to find stuff on the factory farms that has any value to it. So you got to enhance it with the standard process has good products. There are a lot of products that enhance your immune system. You need to be taking them.
Amen.
Probiotics. All right, so that's good. We answered that. No worry. No fear. No worry. We fixed the superbugs. They won't bother us or anybody listening to Jack Stockwell's advice on the Good Day program. Check out jackstockwell.com.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off. Only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now 23 after the hour, you hear the familiar rings of the theme from American Idol. We start off with a song from Zonette Johnson, What's Love Got to Do With It, opened up the show. Oh!
She sounds mad.
Awful.
She is. I don't get this.
Yeah.
I don't understand how she made it this far. I don't understand what she's doing on this show.
Reggie didn't like her.
She's weird.
Yeah. All right.
I don't get it.
So let's not waste time with her. Brianna Steer followed up with Flaws and All.
I don't know why you love me. A little pitchy.
What do you think of her, Reggie?
Honestly, I came in after her on the one after her, but this doesn't do much for me.
No. The judges were conflicting with each other about her. So then, all right, let's move to the next selection.
This one was good.
Aubrey Cleland.
Aubrey Cleland, yeah.
Big Girls Don't Cry.
May not be my go-to karaoke song, by the way.
Hey, the real version of
this.
Big Girls Don't Cry.
This is the updated
this
version.
This is Fergie.
Anyway,
she was good.
Thought this was pretty good. Janelle Arthur is up next with If I Can Dream from American Idol.
This was good.
The judges were very impressed with her. Next up is Tana Torres singing Lost. So far, Richie, it looks like the judges like Janelle and this lady best.
I thought this one's voice was a little high and squeaky.
Yeah.
That's okay. little high.
I wouldn't go out of my way to listen to any of these people, but this is the hard guy who thinks a lot of these people ought to stay home. Next up, Angie Miller singing a song by one of last year's top seven, Colton Dixon, called Never Gone.
Dougie. Okay. Just what you told me.
Right. So the judges seem to like this, Richie.
Yes, it was good.
All right. Keeping the variety going here, see if we can touch on all of these people that were on American Idol last night. Here's Amber Holcomb singing I Believe in You and Me.
Really good.
Yes. Whitney Houston.
It is.
I don't know that I love it.
Really?
I just don't like her tone.
Nothing special about this. All right, next up, Cree Harrison singing Stronger. Stronger.
This is cool.
Let's move ahead to Candace Glover, Doug. She was the last one, and she really did a good job.
Ordinary People, she sang. Sounds okay.
Kind of old school Dionne Warwick.
Yeah, I like it.
The judges seemed to like her best of all.
It was very good.
Yeah, okay. All right, here's our review of American Idol from last night here on the Doug Good Day program.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible. New activations only requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. And to celebrate spring, we've got low prices on your favorite getaways. But what could we call such a fantastic sale? The I'm so happy it's finally spring I could dance sale? The man I love a quick weekend getaway sale? The grab the camera because it's family vacation time sale? How about just the spring sale? That about sums it up.
Now through April 1st, save up to 30% on your favorite destinations. Book now only at Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect...
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio. Starts here.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
To join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens Good Day.
I got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day. A feeling that today's gonna be a good day.
Good day. Time is 33 after the hour. In a moment, we're going to deal with what you don't know about sinkholes. As everybody's worried about, are they going to have, well, the news media has done this. They've created this fear. Am I going to go down like my, like the fellow in, where was it, Pennsylvania, New York State? Where this guy in his in the bedroom went down, and there's sinkholes all over the town. So, what do you need to know? We'll fill you in on that in a moment. First, though, have you ever thought about forgiving someone who's really done you wrong?
Nope. Have you?
Well, actually, I think... somebody put this forth to me. I was reading something on the plane when I came back last night about forgiveness. I'm big into forgiveness, even though it's difficult. You heard us talking earlier this week. I hope most of you did. We spent a whole day talking about drama and how to get drama out of your life. One of the ways to do it is to forgive. Not necessarily do you... I'm not suggesting you ought to forget. But you, so I'm suggesting that you always forgive, but you never forget. Forgiving doesn't mean forgetting. I think that that gets confused sometimes. Some people are liberated by your forgiveness, and then they think, okay, it's all right to do it over again, because you have sort of liberated them, I guess, in a manner of speaking. But that's dysfunctional. You know, that doesn't work. Forgive, but do not forget. Don't allow somebody that's, you're forgiving to push your boundaries. That's the thing. So many people don't know or respect boundaries these days. Everybody's into everybody else's space and their face and their business. The main benefit of forgiving isn't really for them. It's for you. Forgiving is a freeing thing.
think about the animosity and the vitriol that engulfs a lot of families and friends and associates. Look at what's going on in Washington.
I always look at my wife when I think about this, who both her father and her brother were shot and killed by the paramilitaries down in Colombia.
Yeah.
And I've often asked her, you know, how do you not hold that anger?
Mm-hmm.
And she just says, I can't live like that.
Yeah.
I can't
well, and
live
then you let them
of,
win even
right,
more when you
win.
Hold that in your life.
Yeah. Well, think about, we've forgiven Nixon and Clinton, Tiger Woods, I suppose maybe Lance Armstrong will get forgiven as well. You forgive entertainers that pull faux pas, right? You still go to see Arnold Schwarzenegger.
But will Chavez be forgiven?
No.
Was Hitler ever forgiven?
Well, there's some people who think Hitler is reincarnated. I won't go into that. But at any rate.
Anyway.
In other news.
Forgiveness is a human trait. My suggestion is that you forgive freely because it frees you. And we know that in talking to any doctor who's worth his or her salt, if you get this stuff inside of you and it's you seethe with anger and you keep it there, it keeps working you over, it'll kill you. Literally and figuratively, it'll kill your soul, it'll kill your spirit, it'll kill your body. Because that stuff, that stress just eats away at you. If you forgive, you go back to your own positive energy, you set yourself free, because otherwise, you know, some people won't even care. You're a prisoner of your own emotions and your own thoughts. You know that, right? If you are if you're angry about something or you can't let something go, you've been fighting with a friend or a family member, that's on you. They may not even care about it. And so remember, that's more, I think, important if you're thinking about yourself. And it seems to me thinking about forgiveness and the benefits that it gives to you is important.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will go.
How do we fix these holes, Doug?
Well, there is, as you know, that big, I think it's 40, 50 feet wide, that sinkhole that took the life. Did I say Pennsylvania? The guy was Florida.
It's Florida.
Right? Near
yeah.
Tampa. Right. So the pictures of this have gotten a lot of people to think in all the news coverage for the past 4 or 5 days. It turns out that sinkholes are not as rare as you would think. And I was thinking about them on the farm. I run into them all the time. We plow fields and come up with stuff, and this not this bad.
Well,
usually they're not gaping and under someone's bed.
Right. No. In Florida, they have soft, sandy soil with water underneath.
Yep.
So it's obviously going to be a bigger problem down there than it would be in rocky, muddy, clay-filled Massachusetts.
Exactly. So we have a story at DougStephan.com to help you out in trying to figure out whether you may be at risk. The facts about sinkholes, rather than all of the fiction that's been spread around by the so-called news media. For example, the question that's been asked most often, Richie, is how does a sinkhole form? It's called cover collapse. Some of the sinkholes occur when groundwater, as you've just suggested, causes underground gaps that grow so big the ground above can no longer support the surface, and it just goes whoosh. Some of these are pretty dramatic, as we saw, because the holes can grow big enough to swallow up a road. You've seen that. A field, a swimming pool. I've seen that happen. Anything that's above ground, and if there is life around it, it goes down and it's gone. Now, other types of sinkholes. There are two other kinds, actually. Solution sinkholes and subsidence sinkholes. They don't make you never see any of that stuff in the news because the changes in the topography happen so slowly. This is what's going on the planet. The sinkholes are a result, at least these kinds, with if you think for a minute about the plates and how they move around, we hear the story about earthquakes. An earthquake is basically a sinkhole. It's a hole way down underneath the surface of the ground that's created by the plate, the Earth's crust, moving and creating a hole. And that, in turn, drops stuff into, you see an earthquake, it's holes in the ground. That's basically a sinkhole. You see, the things that happen on the ocean floor cause tidal waves because the hole will suck the water in, and that creates a vacuum, and it pushes the water on the surface around. So that's another kind of a sinkhole.
I have a friend who has a underground stream running through their backyard.
Yep.
So there's a sewer grate at the back of their property, which is, they have a quarter acre. And you can hear the water running underneath. I would be freaking out if I were him right now.
Yeah.
Thinking I've got this stream underneath my property. And how big is that stream? How big is that hole underneath the property there?
This is next door to you?
No.
Oh, no, in Maryland. Maryland's not a state where you'd find this. The states do.
Oh, it's in Virginia.
Oh, okay.
This is in Virginia.
Really? Well, here are the states that it's most likely to happen in. You ready?
Yeah.
You live in Texas? Kentucky, Alabama, Missouri, Tennessee, and Pennsylvania.
Really?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah,
exactly. Sinkholes are not tracked, and especially now with sequester, they'll never be tracked because they don't have enough money to track.
That's right.
Yeah. Right. There are, this past year, according to the Insurance Institute, 24,671 insurance claims for damage done to homes because of sinkholes.
Really?
Yep.
Now, that surprises me that an insurance company would even talk to you about that. I would think that there's some kind, or there will be some kind of verbiage in your contract that says,
well, there may be now.
We don't cover sinkholes.
We don't cover earthquakes. There always you see an earthquake rider in most, at least out here, Jennifer, my house doesn't have an earthquake.
Yep, it's hard to get earthquake insurance.
Right.
You can get it, but it's hard.
Yeah.
Expensive.
Yeah, very expensive. So the U.S. geological folks say that human activities like drilling for water, drilling for oil, mining, anything that could be done in an area where the underground, when you've gone down, you've dug your hole for whatever, it's soft, it can cause a sinkhole. So if you put up a building or a parking lot over some place where there's a water drain, you're just looking for it. You're asking for it. And I don't think that's ever been... Nobody's concentrated on this before. I don't remember anybody thinking about this much, so I thought this would be important for you to understand or know what may be going on in your neighborhood and you didn't even know it.
Well, when you buy a house, you certainly want to check the stream. I have a creek running right behind my house, and I checked out the flood zone before I moved in, and now this is something additional that you have to look into when you're buying a house.
Jennifer's going to check social media in a moment. Maybe we ask a question, too, about whether you're worried about being swallowed by a sinkhole, and then Richie's going to take us to Mickey D's. In the meantime,
you won't believe who's eating at Mickey D's today.
I'm not.
I know you're not.
You? I'm not. It's not me. This is the time to reflect on things that me and you. That's good.
Me and you.
Me and you. That reminds me the other day, by the way, as an aside, I was so appalled. I don't know whether it was Michael will tell you. I think it was Tuesday morning. We had a quote from one of the higher-ups in the Obama administration, the guy who's fighting with Bob Woodward. What's his name? Who's the guy that's fighting with Woodward in the White House?
Isn't the press secretary, Jay Carney?
No. It's an advisor. Anyway,
I don't know.
He was on one of the Sunday morning talk programs, and he started a sentence with him and me. When I heard that, I went into outer space. That it's getting so bad grammatically that people who are senior White House advisors don't even know.
Well, they
what's had
to sequester
English.
Their grammar skills. It's
right,
not across the board.
Exactly.
Sequester.
They must be just sequestered their brains.
There we go. Okay, thank you for explaining it, Jennifer. I appreciate that.
No problem.
Let me help you. If you're a veteran and now with the sequester, there are even more cuts. There are even more problems for wounded soldiers coming home. And never mind just wounded soldiers. Supporting veterans in general has become a big deal in America. So many people recognize what their needs are, and so many people also understand how badly they're being treated. So that's where the Purple Heart Service Foundation comes in. Purple Heart Service Foundation dedicated to seeing that all of you veterans receive the respect and the support you need. So the help comes in many different ways, frankly. For those who have served us, the Purple Heart Service Foundation helps men and women with a lot of different programs, processing veterans' claims, educational opportunities, medical care, that sort of thing. They assist in anything that you need if you're a veteran. But they have to because they're a 501c3. They're a nonprofit. They need donations. That's how they survive. The Purple Heart Service Foundation asks your consideration. You can give it by dialing 877 877- 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. Say you got a car around that's no good. Give it to these guys and they'll turn it into cash. Maybe you got some extra cash. It's all completely tax deductible. Whatever you give to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will be used and appreciated, certainly by the men and women who are benefiting from the work of the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Find them online at purpleheartcars.org.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
With over a million products, Granger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands, like Fluke. Granger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Granger.com/Fluke today. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
What do I, George Lopez, have in common with seven-time NBA All-Star champion Alonzo Mourning?
Nothing.
Oh. Well, besides a winning hookshot, Alonzo, it's that both of us have had kidney disease and had kidney failure.
And after receiving a kidney transplant, now we're both healthy and doing great.
The fact is, 1 in 10 adults in the United States has kidney disease, and it often has no symptoms. So it's important to know if you're at risk.
And that's especially true for minorities, since we have higher risk of kidney failure due to things like diabetes and high blood pressure. A simple blood test may save your kidneys from failing.
Know your risk, get tested, and stay off dialysis. To learn more about kidney disease and its risk factors, and about staying healthy, go to DaVita.org. That's DaVita.org.
888-302-3684, 13 before the hour on Good Day. Terry's in Russellville, Arkansas on Sinkholes. Hi, Terry.
Yes, sir. I grew up down in Central Florida. The Lakeland area, pretty much.
Right.
The sinkhole that happened, the guy who was trapped in his bedroom, that happened in Brandon, Florida, which is a suburb of Tampa.
Right.
The reason sinkholes happen in Florida is because the bedrock is limestone,
mm-hmm.
and the water drips through and erodes the limestone, and then the soil is sandy anyway, and so the limestone is corrupted and gives way, and everything just drops off. Yeah.
Yeah. Got it. All right. Thank you for that explanation. Another Floridian, Doug. What's your experience with sinkholes?
Well, no personal experience, but there was a story in the news regarding that sinkhole. A lot of what that guy just said is true, and they're attributing a lot of it to the strawberry growers. There's a huge amount of strawberries growing in that area, and the water that is withdrawn from the ground for the growth of the strawberries,
yeah,
that's interesting.
Leave these large chasms
out, yeah,
please open,
out.
And
yeah.
Like
yeah.
you said, limestone and a lot of shell.
Yeah.
I drive dump truck, and I worked in the pit one day that it's up north of the Melbourne area. It's on the way to Orlando, and you're sitting in where they've excavated out, and there was an 8 to 10 foot wide strip all the way around the pit.
Yeah.
There was nothing but clamshell and conch shell.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. So there's another story. Doug, thank you. Hi, Richie. Who's eating at Mickey D's?
Joe Flacco signs a $52 million contract yesterday. And what does he do right afterwards? You figure go to a big restaurant and celebrate? Yep. There he goes. Pulls into a McDonald's drive-thru and gets the 10-piece nuggets.
Yeah,
someone
buddy.
Pops
celebrate
a picture
with a nugget.
He's all over social media today.
There you go.
Good for him.
Yeah. Let's have some of that dough.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Kelly from the movie Space Jam. Song was at the top of the charts during this week in 1997 on the ninth year of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I Believe I Can Fly. I'm trying to remember what else I thought about R. Kelly, and it doesn't seem to me I'm
not
impressed.
Good things.
Home videos.
He's in a little trouble.
Yeah, he likes to pull out the camcorder
movie
when the
maker.
Girls come over. Yeah,
oh, is that it? Very
yeah.
Nice. Okay. All right, so let's forget about that movie.
That's the least of his problems. The problem is they're out of age.
I was going to say you're
exactly.
Underage.
Yeah, they're a little young.
Lovely.
Yeah.
There you go. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. We're going to dust off some clips from a movie that was number one during this week in 2004 on the Good Day program. And this is, it ought to be fairly easy, so I'm not going to give you too many hints. Let me see. I haven't heard the audio myself, so let's start with the audio and see where we go. If we need a hint or two on top of this, I'll give it to you. First, let's listen to the clips.
Hey, why don't you do me a favor and go get yourself another perm and let the grown-ups talk.
For your information, my hair is naturally curly.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
That's a perm job all the way.
Touch it.
888-302-3684. Chuck, you recognize that?
I know the actors. I'm pretty sure I have it.
All right, let's try number two, Richie.
From a bench? Here. Take it. All right. Whoa. Come on. I was just making a point.
Uh-huh. What's the point? red and white car. How's that, Chucker? Is that a good one?
Oh, come on, Doug. That just gave it to me.
Ah, I'm sorry, Richie.
No.
All right, here we go. Next, last.
What's on the agenda today? Same as every day. Find the bad guys, bringing them down.
Okay.
Great.
All right. And another
Snoop Dogg is really disgusting in this.
The wife beater, who was in the original, wasn't in this one.
No.
He's now, for the record, he's now Snoop Lion.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah, okay, good. still looks disgusting. 888-302-3684 to identify that movie and win the prize. Meanwhile, Chucker will have movie news of significance right after this here on Good Day.
We're known for our unheard-of low prices, but they just got even lower at Lumber Liquidators' big laminate flooring sale. All Dream Home laminates are an incredible 20% off. And get 10% off other click floors, including pre-finished hardwood, hand-scraped hardwood, and vinyl wood plank. If it clicks, you save up to 20%. But don't wait. These deals will not last. Plus, get special extended financing. Big laminate flooring sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
All right, so don't forget, our movie comes from 2004. Let's get some action on that at 888-302-3684, at least some correct action as to identifying the movie. I thought I gave it kind of away. Richie says I did, but maybe I didn't give it away as much as you thought, Richie.
People may not. I'm not a big, it made money. I'm not a big fan of it. I didn't like it.
I didn't like Snoop Dogg in it at all. I thought he was gross. Anyway, all right, so where do we have Chucker bringing us up to what's going on today in the movies?
Production has begun on George Clooney's fifth directorial effort, a World War II movie titled Monument Men, the story of a very unlikely platoon. Matt Damon, Bill Murray, John Goodman, and Clooney himself will star. That's a pretty good cast.
Wow.
Other news, a Good Day to Die Hard, which is grossed an anemic $60 million here in the U.S., is grossed $162 million overseas. That gives it $222 million. Worldwide, which means that's enough money to make a sixth installment.
Wow.
In the franchise. And I go on record to say Part 5 was a huge, huge.
All right, what about the movies overseas, the Arnold movie and the Jason Statham movie and the Stallone movie? How are they doing?
They haven't done very well overseas either.
Really?
Yeah, surprisingly. Huh. I haven't seen the final results of the Arnold movie, but the first 2 weeks did not do very well, which... I have to say he's alarming for his future career path, although he has, I think, two or three films in the can, so we'll see how that plays out. But the bottom line is Hollywood needs the overseas market. It's actually two or three times bigger on most films than it is here domestically. Speaking of big films, Odd Green Powerful, now tracking at a $75 million opening. It comes out.
All right, Tyler and Kingman, what's the name of that movie?
Starsky and Hutch.
It is. You're right, sir. Starsky and Hutch. Owen Wilson and who's the other one in it, Chucker?
Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller, that's it. All right, there it is. 59 past.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.